The year that is known as 2020 has proven to be a watershed moment for the martial arts world. The arguments and bravado that raged on social media in the years before 2020 had, in the chaos of the coronavirus, disappeared. The reason for this is that many so-called martial artists discovered that the standards they hold others to, they weren't able to measure up to those same standards themselves. They had cherry-picked their way and realized that when the day came, they were either unfit, undertrained, or just not committed enough to rise above the chaos of the battlefield that had been the pandemic. And so they quit and hid themselves away as mandated by their respective governments and basically forgot, if they ever really knew, what true martial arts is about. Sure, you could argue differently, but for most martial artists, their self-identity is tied up with the fantasy and not the reality. If it had been based on the reality, you would have seen the pandemic for what it is, a chance to test one's commitment to the martial arts way by reinforcing one's training, diet, and mental stamina. Because 2020 is just a test run for something far bigger coming in the near future. And no, it is not going to be a zombie apocalypse. Now, if you had kept up your training or adapted it to the changing circumstances, well done. Pat yourselves on the back. Because what you did was, rather than leaving everything behind to go climb Kunlun or cloister up in Wudang, you stood still and allowed the mountain to come to you. This is the secret behind Sun Wukong, aka the Monkey King, and his imprisonment by the Buddha in the mountain. Even though release from the mountain in the novel Journey to the West is a physical act, the truth behind it is one of realization that 2020 was and is a giant doorway that not all are able to pass through. This is why so many of us have disappeared, were left behind, and have succumbed to its fears. And it's just a doorway.